We live. Welcome. So, about 30 minutes ago, I said I was gonna come live for 17:30. That's 5:30 Eastern for you non-military type people. So I'm gonna give it a few minutes here. It's 17:29. I'm about halfway done my workout. So yeah, talk to me. Share this live with 5 friends. What up, my guy? What up? Hop on if you want. Send a request. Let's see. Hold on. How do I send a request? Invite. You want? What up, my guy, my Ate brother? Feel free to jump in the live. Just send a requisition. Let's turn this around. Ooh, 17:29. Breathe with me. Just tap in. I'm feeling a bit like under the weather. I think it's just because I haven't been sleeping that much, so I'm focused on sleep. I just woke up from a nap. But yeah, I'm going to focus on sleep. That's going to be my thing. If you guys read my blog from today, you can find it at my website, Shadin, ShadinElkashEef. Nothing, brother. Nothing is up. Life is up. Beauty is up. Love is up. I think someone requested to join. Let's see. Accept. What up? Uh-oh, we got a heavy hitter in the house. Let's see. I think he accepted. Hold on. Accept. There we go. What up? Look at that beer. You're looking fresh, brother.
How are you, brother?
Bro, heaven on earth. Heaven is a state of mind, okay? If I say heaven on earth, it's a state of mind. There's so much stuff going on in my life that I don't want to talk about because it doesn't matter, right? What about you? What are you up to?
We're driving home, man.
Yeah?
Driving home for the day. Yeah, I got to get the house, spend some time with the family.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, listen. So tell me what love is for you. What do you consider, what is love, like in a word or two? What do you consider love to be? Like right now, love for me is being in the present moment, like right now, right here, speaking to you.
Bro, love is giving, man.
There you go. Say that again for the people. Say that again for the people in the back.
Love is giving.
Okay, where did you learn that? Why do you believe that is true? Like, what pain did you go through in order for you to realize, to awaken, because you're an awake soul, to that fact, that reality, that love is giving?
I don't know, man. In all honesty, bro, that's the only thing that you can give that doesn't cost a damn thing is gifts, right? A gift, right? It's what you can give back, your time, your money, your attention, right? Giving back, that's love, bro. Because when I spend time with my family, it's because I love them. When I spend time at my business, because I love it. When I spend time with my friends, I love them.
So tell the people about your business, the communities that you're in, where you're learning about giving. Because a lot of people might think like, oh, like, what are you doing? Like, all this weird stuff. But we're in our own real reality with Arte Syndicate, you know, and we learn that, like, the whole point of Arte Syndicate is a force for good. Do the right thing. How can I help? Right?
Right.
And so, like, we just learned that all of last month. That was the theme of the month, is about how can you give even when you don't have a lot? That is more impactful, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, but I learned that before Arte, right? This is stuff that we already know. It's already ingrained in us. It's innate. It's here.
Yeah.
I didn't need Arte to tell me that, right? It is great that they do, because it brings us together and it makes us understand where we're going and how to get there. But you should already have that inside you. Right?
Yes, sir. I'm actually rocking the Arte gear back here. Inside, it's cold out here, so I'm like layered up with my snowboard jacket. But yeah. Tell them about your business. Tell them about yourself. Like, how do you give back in terms of, like, your love language, I believe, is time, right?
It's one of them, for sure.
Because it's different for everybody. Like, mine's acts of service. I don't like to just chill. I can't sit still. I'm at Starbucks, a coffee shop. I'm walking around, you know? So what's your love language? And, like, can you explain that to people that don't even understand what love language means.
Man, no, my love language, I give back with my time, but I also give back the time given back is sometimes what people need. You know what I'm saying? Most people need that to get back. So I have a company. We do jet maintenance all over the planet, man. So like if your aircraft breaks.
Say that again, jet maintenance, right?
Correct. Right. Okay. Yeah. So we're basically, if you've got a jet and you're flying around the world and your engine breaks, you call us and we come fix it.
Okay. Right? So, I'm here. I'm listening. I'm just on mute so that we can get your audio. So when I'm going to put this on YouTube and stuff so people can learn about your business, what you do, and how to basically be a better, more evolved human being. So I'm listening. I'm just here. I don't want to be in the camera because it's not about me. Let's talk about you. Let me tell you something about you. We ain't going to get into that right now, but I am you. But let's keep going, brother. Keep going. I'm here.
Well, you know, that's pretty much it, man. I started the business in 2019. We are aiming to be the best business on the planet that does it by creating a fantastic culture within my business that grows. And with that, man, you know, my business is, you talk about love language. My business is started because I want to give back, right? And in order to give back, I need to be a little successful. You know what I'm saying?
At the you need to make money, right? Money equals impact. Like, that's correct. So important. People are like, you don't need money to be happy. Listen, I'm the happiest I've ever been, and I'm at minus. So imagine what's going to happen when I get $1 trillion. Like, I'm still, that happiness level doesn't change. For those of you guys that want data, because data is key, if you make, I believe it's 74, between 74 or 76 or $76,000, I think it's 75,000. That level of happiness, if you make that much, versus if you make 10 million, $1 billion a day, your level of happiness doesn't change. So it's not the money that makes you feel good. What did you say love is? Love is giving.
Right. Right. So coming back to Arete and being part of this group, and I've been with them for a couple of years now. They talk a lot about giving back and that it being our obligation to be successful, right? And I feel like it is my obligation to be successful so that I can give back and create impact as much as possible. And so with the business, yep, man, we started the business back in the day. I was just started because I was sick of working for people.
I'm with you on that one. You know,
I just started doing this and figuring out how am I going to do this? And I got to a point where it stopped, and I realized, man, there's something holding me back. And what it was I was doing this all for selfish reasons. And when I figured out where it needs to go and how many people that I can help and how I can do that, my drive shot through the roof, right? Because now it's no longer about me and how much I can make for myself and put in my pocket. It's more like how can I help more people? How can I get around people and help them? The easiest way for me to do that and the most impactful way to me do that is have more money so that I can provide those resources, put money where my mouth is to the charities and the people that I want to give my money to. You know,
so I just want to mention something real quick that you said. I always share his show. Andy said on the show today, he's like, he didn't want to record the podcast episode, but he's not doing it for him because he's set for life. He understands he can't let the people that helped him grow the company like down. So he came and did the podcast. Anyway, if you listen to the Real AF podcast today, so that's kind of what you're talking about. You're like, it's not really about you. You work harder when you make it about somebody else because you're going to quit on yourself. That's very likely. But when you think about how you're going to help other people, that's going to push you to do those workouts, to do those hard things that you did 75 hard, right? So you know that, like, when you push through, I'm betting you're thinking about your family. You're like, I can't fail this, right?
Right. Yeah, man. Well, I mean, I did 75 hard, bro, solely for me, in all honesty.
I get that.
I was a fat ass, lazy piece of shit, not really, like, disciplined in any way, shape, or fashion, letting myself go in every way. You know what I'm saying? Like, so I needed that shit.
I seen the pictures. I might grab the picture and put it up right here for everyone to see that you can change, right? So radical acceptance, that's what I wanted to talk about on the live right now, is like you radically accepted that you were lazy, you're overweight, and you needed to change. So you did it for you, which I believe is like important, because like it's not about other people. Like if you love yourself, you're gonna be able to love other people. You're only able to love to the degree of love that you have for yourself. Correct. What you don't have, you cannot give, right? So that's why you did it for yourself. I guess you were selfish in order to become selfless. I know you can speak on that because you did 75 hours, so you understand that mindset, right?
For sure, man. Like, yeah. You gotta, there is a point in your life where you want to help people, but you can't, man. You just can't because you're not there. You know what I'm saying? And I had to get there. I can't look at anybody and judge anybody or look at anybody and help anybody or look at anybody and anything with anybody if I can't even look at myself in the mirror and hold myself accountable, right? And so it came down to me fixing myself, and I didn't even notice that I wanted to help other people, bro. I was just trying to get straight. My mind was fucked up. You know what I'm saying? My whole mental game was screwed because I couldn't figure out what I wanted to do with myself. You know,
look at the jam, look at the energy. So tell me what is the biggest takeaway? I'll tell what 75 Hard is for people. You can go to 75, you can go to Andy Frisella, AndyFrisella, AndyFrisella.com, or at Andy Frisella on Instagram, and he'll tell you what 75 Hard is. But what is your biggest takeaway? What's like the thing that you took away after you did it? What did you realize about yourself?
I can fucking do it. That's
you can do what?
I can do what? Any fucking thing.
There you go. Repeat it. Say it again. Say it again for the people in the back.
I can fucking do anything. Because I tell you what, man. Before that, I didn't believe that. Before I finished 75 hard, dude, I failed at least 15 times the first time I did it.
Damn. Okay, hold on.
At least 7 times the second time I did it. And I'm on round 3 now, and I just failed my second attempt, dude.
I just started again today. So talk about failure then. Because a lot of people are like, oh, I took an L, it's perspective, right? So talk about that. I'm pretty sure you have the same mindset as me with failure. It's not, you can talk about it. I'm going to be quiet now.
Bro, you got to get used to failing, man. You got to get used to failing, dude, because you ain't going to get no better until you fail. And if you're that good that you're not failing, then you're a fucking beast, man. You know, but I'm, you know, you're going to fail. That's the difference.
Hold on. Whoops. I'm on mute. Sorry. So a lot of people think it's too extreme. I'll talk about it after, but so you realize after you did it, you can do anything, that we're limitless, pretty much. Whatever you put our minds to, we can do it. But so mental fitness, let's just get back to the topic of radical acceptance. So what other things in your life, in your relationships, in your health, in your wealth, in all areas of your life, because RT is about excellence in every single area. What other areas did you have to radically accept that was very hard for you to radically accept in order to change them? Other than your fitness and your physique and your mental, like, strength and mental fitness.
Dude, there's a lot, man. I mean, the way that I approach my family life, the way that I approach my business, the way that I approach, I mean, dude, like, you know, I don't know, man. Just hold myself accountable. I don't spend time with my kids because I'm a fucking asshole and I work too much.
You know, so now you're going, where are you going right now? You're going straight to your family to spend time with your kids.
Home. Right. I set my priorities, right? This is now, dude. A year ago, this would not be me. In fact, 2-3 years ago, I think I worked 350 days out of the year and I was gone. You know what I'm saying?
You did that on purpose because you probably didn't want to be like, you felt embarrassed to be around your kids.
I'm trying to make some money. Man, I'm just trying to make money. You know what I'm saying? I'm just trying to survive. But you know what? That was my decision.
Yeah.
That was my decision.
And it was your choice, right?
Right. So now I just own it. I'm still a workaholic, but I've prioritized my family and I set boundaries in there using 75 hard. You know what I'm saying? That's part of my power list, dude. You know?
Yeah.
So now my power list is moved. I've moved it to different aspects of my life. Okay.
Oh, you get it. You get it. You get it.
At work. And I can be successful at home. And you know what? I can wake up a little earlier and still go run my 5.5 miles, you know what I'm saying? And still get my health in, still get my gratitude in, still knock out my business, still be a goddamn good dad at the same time.
Right? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's possible. People just have to, they have to. So I don't mean to interrupt, but I just want to make this point. I think mindfulness is the ultimate secret, because when you're there doing something, if you focus so much on it, like our brain can't multitask. That's the truth. If you focus so much on it, you can get it done so fast. And then you're like, oh my God, I have all this other time in my day. That's why 75 hertz is so important. And when you realize by like 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, you're done everything. You're like, you have the rest of your day. Like, I've already done my 2 workouts. I just got to read my 10 pages and that's it. Like now it's 1800, it's 6 o'clock. I go watch a movie, chill, dancing. Like, you can have a life at the same time. But people are like, oh, I don't have time. Yeah, because you're prioritizing being on your phone. Like, people think I'm on my phone. I didn't even turn the notification off for this. I have my notification off for everything because I don't want people to distract me. Right. Because that's what this phone does. And for kids, so how old are your kids?
9, 10, and 17.
Okay, we'll check. Because I'm, like, for my thing, experiencing reality, if you guys follow it, experiencing reality is more fun. Basically, we want the kids to basically, I posted it this morning, I want to create 10 millionaires this year from children. So that's my business plan. It's like, how can I help? So I wake up every day, it's like, how can I change a life today? I met a guy today at the gym. He was a teacher, right? Earlier on when I did my first workout. His name is Jerome. So what up, Jerome, if you're listening? He's a teacher. He teaches high school. So I'm like, okay, so I can help him help his students. So that's what happens when you wake up with a certain intention. The universe somehow like puts people in your place to be like, oh shit, let's talk about this. And like, you hopped on the live because I wanted to talk about 75 hard, because I basically radically accepted that I need structure. Because my mind, I have ADHD, it's everywhere. So I radically accepted I need structure, and that adds the structure. And I'm adding my own power list to the task. So I do, it's called Lovergram. I decided this morning it's called a Lovergram, right? Imitation is the highest form of flattery. So Instagram, Lovergram, Andy Graham, right? He posts. So I'm just following what he's doing, but in my own way, because I can't be a carbon copy of somebody else, right? I'll always lose. I'm not Andy. Right. Andy's not me. Like, he's 250 pounds of twisted steel and sex appeal. I'm 175 pounds of twisted steel and sex appeal, right? We're different people. I've actually reached my goal. I wanted to be 175 pounds, but yesterday I weighed myself on 173.6, right? So it's simple. You just got to do the work, right? And you're not always going to, like, one thing I realize is that if you set small goals, you're going to achieve them. But if you're not reaching your goals, that's good. That means you're progressing. Because if you know how they say the cliches are all true. Like, how old are you, brother?
37.
Okay, I'm 36. You're an 85 baby?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're like the same age. So we understand, like, we've gained some wisdom over the years. Because like at 30, we were probably stupid. Even right now, we realize we're so stupid that there's so much more to learn. And that in order to like, to grow and get better, you have to like, you have to follow other people and learn from other people. That's why we got to teach these youth that, like, the reality. Listen, yesterday I posted about, what did I post about? It was something. Like, you remember the X-Files and all these, like, shows, Goof Troops? You remember that? Like, back in the day? Oh, I posted the screen of, I'll put it on here. It's like, oh, you knew someone was rich when they had a big screen TV like this. But, like, that was 20 years ago. How far along have we come? We have ChatGPT. We have AI doing all this stuff for us. So, like, it's the greatest time to be alive, baby. Like, it's the greatest time. Like, I'm talking to you. You're out in Dallas, right?
I'm in Atlanta, Georgia, man.
Oh, Atlanta. Oh, yeah, frick. See, yeah, I don't even know, bro. I know people from all over the place. But I'm going to come to Atlanta and do some stuff because I did my first Always Choose Love experience. So, David Shans, he better be at the gym right now. But so, David Shans has a community that I'm part of called The Morning Meetup. So they meet every single day. We talk to entrepreneurs, et cetera, et cetera. If you guys want, hit up OEA. I'm going to tag him in this post. OEA, he does designs for high performers, websites for high performers. So I connected with him. He's going to work on my website eventually. But right now, the way my bank account is set up, I can't really pay for it right now. But it's all good. So I'll figure it out once I get some money. You know what I mean? That's why people like stress out about money. Like, money is not real. Like, right now, you could sell your company for $1 trillion. You know that, right? It's about value. Like, how much value does your company, how much value does someone see if Elon Musk comes and has $1 trillion? He'd be like, I want to buy your company because he sees the value. That's why he bought Twitter. He's not stupid. He bought Twitter on purpose. I don't know what his intentions are, but you know he bought Twitter on purpose, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Strategically. I don't know, man. I think he's trying to put Neuralink and all this stuff, but I'm not trying to be a tinfoil hat conspiracy theorist, but we don't know people's intentions because you don't really know their heart. You can only just tell by their actions. From his actions, I believe he's trying to do good because he's exposing the chomos. Not sure if you know what a chomo is, but the podcast is out today with Jason. Okay. A chomo is a child molester. So chomos get stitches in jail. So that's a word I learned yesterday. I didn't know what a chomo was. So I did an episode with Jason. So Jason Davies, he has a story. He did drugs, alcohol. He went to jail, et cetera, et cetera. But like, he's better for it, you know?
Yeah.
So yeah. So just to recap real quick, because I'm almost done my workout, but and I want to be focused on my like schedule. But like radical acceptance, like it's key. Like for instance, okay, let me ask you specifically. With you're married, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so there was a point in time where you had to radically accept, for instance, that women are fucking crazy, right? Like they're crazy to a degree. Like they are. Let's be real. We're crazy too because we have our own little ways. They're different. Okay, they're different. So
I'll say that.
without putting your wifey on blast because we don't want to put her on blast. I don't want to put you in the doghouse. Oh. I don't want to put you in that house. But what did you have to radically accept to improve your relationship? Because you have to have talk, right?
Well, I have to radically accept that I am a dude, all right? So I have to radically...
You're a man. There's only two genders. Okay, let's get that straight.
I have to radically accept that I have to try hard to be a romantic dude. Because my wife got with me because I was, hey, what's up, girl? Hey, come over here and hang out. You remember that?
So you're whispering, eh? You whispered in her ear, sweet nothing, eh?
Well, dude, I had to accept that shit don't change, Joe. Just because
she still wants that love languages,
she
right?
She still wants that, right? She still wants that. Hey, what's up? How are you? But guess what she's been getting for the last 10 years? Oh, when I get home from work. Oh, what a terrible fucking day. Oh, I'm going to be married to that shit. And so then you wonder why the kids are unhappy. Well, the best, I was giving my best at work and not giving my best at home, right?
Everywhere, right?
Why
yeah.
Am I giving 150% at work to get a dollar to go spend time with my family when I don't even want to spend time with them? It doesn't seem like it anyways. You know what I'm saying?
Damn. So, yeah. So you know the craziest thing?
I radically accept that Joe needs to change the way that Joe is. I need to change my approach if I want to make sure that my family knows that I love them.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? So I had to radically accept that, dude, I'm doing the wrong. It's not them, bro. It's not them. They're kids, bro. And it's my wife. Nothing changes.
Yep.
The thing that changes,
they don't know any better.
Stop doing what I did. No, you can't stop, bro. You got to be consistent with it. And so I realized, hey, man, I had to be consistent with keeping my love life alive with my wife and showing her that she's important, right?
Yes, exactly.
So the difference was, okay, I need to change that. So that was radical. So my wife didn't need to change shit. You know what I'm saying? She's just here with me.
She's perfect the way she is, right? She's still doing her love language to you, right? Like, what's her love language to you? Is it like acts of service, physical touch?
It's more so gifts.
Gifts, okay. Okay. If you guys don't know what love language is, I'll put it in the description of like this thing. It's basically five love languages, and that's how you show people you love them, right? Mine's acts of service, like working hard. Right. I don't like spending time. I don't like to be still. So, but yeah, go do your thing. I think that's key. Like be mindful, like not to be on your phone. Cause like when you're on your phone, your kids are going to interpret that you think the phone is more important than them. Cause they have no perspective. They don't understand. You might be taking a business call or texting a business partner.
There's a rule I have, which I'm about to implement in about 5 minutes. Cause I want to be home. But I don't have my phone on me for the first 30 minutes of my home.
After you get home,
I leave it in there. So that when my kids are talking to me, I don't even have a chance to look at my text.
Okay, hold on. Let's repeat that one more time, a little bit slow so people can understand that and implement it. Because I think that's a very simple thing that you can do. I'm going to put myself on mute. You can just repeat that system that you have in order to combat your physical nature, your innate nature to want to be distracted. Your brain wants to be distracted. That's what social media does. They did it on purpose. So go ahead.
Right, man. So, you know, I'm busy all the time, too. I got text messages and phone calls coming, but there's no phone call or text message that's gonna take away from that 30 minutes when I get home. And so when I get home, man, I leave the key or leave the phone. I leave my phone in my car on purpose. so that I can focus. When I get at home, I walk inside the door. There's no distraction for at least half an hour. I am 100% focused on my kids, 100% focused on my wife, you know, and we are as a family together for that 30 minutes. After that, I can get my phone. If somebody's calling me, if there's a fire breaking out, if I got to take care of something that's happening in Sicily or in California or New York, I can get it all taken care of 30 minutes from now.
Okay, brother. I have two more things to ask. The first one is, what would you want to ask somebody else? Like, for instance, like, what question do you want to learn from somebody who's 50 years old, maybe, or 16 years old? Because I'm going to be interviewing young people too. Like, what question do you have for them to learn from their perspective? Like, for me, for instance, I'd be like, how did you grow that beard? Because I want to grow a beard, but I can't grow a beard. I know it's a thing. But like, that's the question. How do you maintain your beard?
I just don't shave.
That's simple enough. But something go a little bit deep, you know, get a little bit like something to like help with like psychological suffering. Like, people are depressed, anxious for like no reason. So what's the question that you have like for other people?
How can I find my drive? What is the process for helping me find my drive?
I'm sure you have an answer for that, but that's a good question. So how can you help? Whoever's listening, how can you help other people in your family, friends find their drive? Good question.
Or you find your own. You know, like, how do I find my own drive? You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Because it took me 35 years to figure out what my drive was. Right?
Yeah.
So you woke
up when you were 35. You had your awakening at 35.
Probably a little earlier. Interesting. You know, I've been, you know, maybe
for like 5 years. Okay, around the same time as me.
Yeah,
around,
so
listen. It's
like
interesting,
an age thing, man.
Yeah, it's interesting. Like around 33, 32 is when I left nursing and like went to entrepreneurship. So it's like, I am something like you. I'm nothing like you. I'm nothing but you. Book coming out. That's just a sneak peek. I'm writing a book on that, but that's a whole other thing. Okay. So where can people find you then? Where can they find your business, your services? How do you help people?
You can find us at online at jpaerotechnics.com. We're on Instagram, jpaerotechnics, LinkedIn. I do a lot of posts on self-help. My company does a lot of posts on our core values, which is respect, discipline, do the right thing, be humble, and always learn, right? And so we put posts about that. Dude, if you know anybody that's out there that's a mechanic that needs some work, you know, I need jet mechanics all day, every day. So,
all right. So if you know any jet mechanics, give them a shout. Yeah, that's pretty much it. I'm already like 57 minutes in this workout, so I'm gonna go inside because it's a bit cold out here. But I appreciate you for coming on.
Absolutely.
Remember to always choose love, tune in, share the episode. It's on YouTube, on Spotify, and on Apple Podcasts. So share it with your friends, family, if you got value from it, because it's about value exchange. All right, put your phone down and go spend time with that beautiful family of yours. And I'm gonna come down to Atlanta very soon. I'm not sure when I'm getting my passport, but I'm gonna holler at you and we can get a workout in and do some dancing, you know.
For sure. I gotta come up there sometime.
Please listen, Toronto is like the best place. We multicultural, we like everybody. So just bring your friends, bring your family, bring some ladies with you, because like I'm single, I'm trying to find my wifey, you know. Hook a brother up, you know.
Will do, bro.
All right, brother.
All right, man. Have a great one.
You too. Peace. All right, everybody. I'm out. I got to go back in. I got to go take a nice warm shower now and then do some more dancing. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Always Choose Love Experience. My name is Shaden, and I'm the Mental Fitness Optimization Strategic Interventionist. I help you eliminate psychological suffering such as anxiety, depression, anxiety. My coaching is live. If you're interested, just reach out to me in any platform. My website, you can just find me wherever. I'm ready to coach, ready to help people get better, elevate. Peace.